During the reign of King Ahaz, who ruled as king of Judah for 16 years from 743 to 727 BC, the southern kingdom of Judah, whose capital is Jerusalem, was being attacked by two kingdoms north of Jerusalem. Israel, sometimes called Ephraim, whose capital is Samaria, and Syria, sometimes called Aram, whose capital is Damascus. I wish I could draw you a map so that it would be clear. Judah is in the south of the Holy Land, and the capital is Jerusalem. North of Judah in Jerusalem is Israel, whose capital is Samaria. North of Israel is the nation of Syria, whose capital is Damascus. Okay, Israel and Syria from the north are attacking Jerusalem in the south because King Ahaz refused to join them in an anti-Assyrian alliance. Assyria is a nation north and to the east of the Holy Land along the Fertile Crescent, and the capital of Assyria is Nineveh. So Israel and Syria say to Judah, join our side, and together the three of us will defeat Assyria. If you don't join us, we'll destroy you before Assyria does. And so King Ahaz is in a real pickle. What's he going to do? Is he going to join Israel and Syria? Or is he going to take his chances fighting Assyria alone? Well, we know that King Ahaz absolutely refuses to join Israel in Syria in their fight against Assyria. And in a surprising move, King Ahaz sends messengers to the king of Assyria and says, come up and rescue me from the clutches of the king of Syria and the king of Israel who are attacking me. King Ahaz, in a surprising move, is making friends with his enemies. It's a brilliant idea. King Ahaz is trusting that an alliance with Assyria will save him and the city of Jerusalem. Assyria will now be on his side, and Assyria will destroy his other enemies, Israel and Syria. It is a great plan. Except that God thinks this is a terrible idea. And so, God sends the prophet Isaiah to Ahaz to persuade the king to trust in God alone and not enter into an alliance with the Assyrians against Israel and Syria. God tells Ahaz in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 4, remain calm and do not fear. And do not let your heart be faint because of these two smoldering stumps of firebrands. God has a sense of humor, doesn't he? That's God's nickname for Israel and Syria. Two smoldering stumps of firebrands. It's not really a compliment. Isaiah even tells Ahaz to ask God for a sign so that he will believe that God will protect him in the city of Jerusalem. But as we know from this morning, Ahaz refuses to ask God for a sign because he is dead set on entering into an alliance with Assyria. And so Ahaz says, I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord. He's trying to be all super pious here, but he is being totally fake. This verse should not be read like he's truly humble and holy by not asking God for a sign. Ahaz could not be more insincere. He does not want to ask God for a sign because he doesn't want the answer. He knows he's going to receive a sign he won't like. I think, how many times do I not ask God for a sign because I don't want the answer? Be careful what you pray for. Patience, humility, chastity, because you just might receive it. And so you don't ask for it. That's what Ahaz is doing. And so the prophet Isaiah says to King Ahaz, "Oh, Ahaz, is it not enough for you to weary men? Must you also weary my God? Ahaz, you're wearing me out with your false piety, but now you're even testing God's patience. You don't want a sign? Well, God's going to give you a sign anyway. And here's the sign God gives you. A virgin will conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." And then the next verse, verse 16, before the child learns how to reject evil and choose good, in other words, before the child reaches the age of reason, so about the time by the child is 7 years old, God predicts the land of those two kings whom you dread will be deserted. There's the whole prophecy. God will be with you, and your enemies will be destroyed. So the prophecy is clear. Don't trust in an alliance with Assyria. Trust God. God says, "Why don't you instead make an alliance with me? Assyria can't save you from your enemies. Only I can save you from your enemies." Ahaz has to trust God completely. And we know from history that Ahaz does not trust God. He makes his alliance with Assyria, and as you can predict, it turns out to be an absolute disaster. How many times I say to God, "God, I have some beautiful plans for you. These are really beautiful. These are excellent plans, God. If you could just please kind of initial right there at the bottom, and we'll call it good." And God says, "I really don't like your plans. I have other, bigger, and better plans for you." God says, "Trust me. Remain calm. Do not fear. Do not let your heart be faint. I am Emmanuel. I will be with you." And I say instead, "Thank you, God, very much for your advice, but I think I'm sticking to my absolutely brilliant plan." And in the end, it turns out to be an absolute disaster. If only I would have trusted in God's plan. You know, our friend St. Joseph has some amazing plans in today's gospel. He is going to marry the perfect girl. He is going to marry the most perfect, most beautiful girl in the universe. Because, of course, the most perfect, the most beautiful girl in the universe is the sinless, perfect, beautiful, immaculate Virgin Mary. But then, St. Joseph finds out that Mary is pregnant and the Father is God, the Holy Spirit. And because St. Joseph is a righteous and a just man, he, with total reverence and awe for the mystery of Jesus and Mary before him, quietly, respectfully steps back so that Mary can be free to enter into her new vocation as the mother of God and the spouse of the Holy Spirit. And God says to Joseph, "That's not a good plan." And so God doesn't send Isaiah. He sends an angel to Joseph in a dream and says, "Don't be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home." And the angel gives Joseph a sign that everything will be fine. The exact same sign that God gave to King Ahaz. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And unlike King Ahaz, Joseph trusts God completely and says, if that's your plan, God, then I'm going to go with that plan. Even if I don't understand it, even if it doesn't make sense to me, that's the plan that I'm going to go with. And we know that that plan turned out perfectly. And this is what the Lord is asking from us on this fourth Sunday of Advent, to trust Him completely, to trust God's perfect plan, even when it doesn't make sense to me. God says, just remain calm. Do not fear. Don't let your heart be faint. God says, I am Emmanuel. I am with you. And to assure us that everything will be fine, He gives us a sign. The exact same sign that He gave to Ahaz and to Joseph. The virgin who will conceive and bear a son and shall call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us.